Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We are in the throes of Black Friday. But tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, a time for those mom-and-pop stores and fledgling businesses to strut their stuff and connect with consumers. But with the ever-changing marketplace, is the 8-year-old promotion still getting traction? Excuse me. Joining me to talk about this are David Harrington, President and CEO of the Prince George's County. Wow. Dave, help me out here.
I tell you.
Wow, that was something.
He's doing fine, folks. He's doing great.
Yeah, I am. Forgive me.
No problem.
David Harrington, President and CEO of the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce, and Christy Lee, Vice President of Lee's Flower Shop on U Street in D.C. Woo! Man, oh man, I tell you.
choked up about small business. I love it.
Yeah.
I think I've got a little dressing caught in my throat from yesterday. I don't know what is going on with my throat. Listen, thank you all for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. This is a first. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. See, this is a family place right here. I've got my audio guy. Who brought some water for me. So thank you so much. Small Business Saturday. A lot of people, Dave, forget that it hasn't been around for that long. This was a promotion by American Express. This was their idea to bring about business. Is it still a big deal for small businesses?
Oh, it's most certainly a big deal. Just to bring recognition that we need to keep businesses local and keep them in the neighborhood is very important. And I would say that we need to celebrate small business 365 days a year. And so if we need a day to sort of launch this, I think that's great. And certainly we encourage everyone to go out and participate in small business as you're considering now your holiday shopping.
You know, Christy, you are part of this huge family business, a Black business icon in D.C., Lee's Flower Shop, synonymous with D.C. like mumbo sauce. I'm not going to get into that. But, for a Small Business Saturday, and Lee's Flower Shop has been around for decades and decades. This is not a new business. People know it. Is it a big deal for you, or is this just another business weekend?
No, this is definitely a big deal for us. Small Business Saturday started, like you said, 8 years ago. And we've tweaked it to work to our advantage. We used to order a lot of different things for that particular day, but now we just, you know, spruce up the place, get it ready for Christmas, and people come in, and I feel like it's really picking up now. Mm-hmm. It used to be, when it first started, it was kind of like we did a lot, and then it was dead.
Oh, really? You know, after that weekend, then things kind of dropped off?
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, were still at the mall, you know, doing, you know, not really thinking about the small businesses. They were more in the big box stores. Mm-hmm. But now I think people are more conscious about it, and they're dealing with small businesses and supporting their local businesses. So that's really good.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about Small Business Saturday. It is tomorrow, the 8th year for a Small Business Saturday now. And is it 8 or is it 2000? Yeah. Eight years now.
Yeah.
Starting in 2010. Mm-hmm. But even in this short period of time, Dave, How have small businesses evolved? Because we've seen, you know, Black Friday. Some would argue Black Friday is more like Gray Friday because Black Friday really started last month now instead of today.
Yeah, it seems that we've skipped over Thanksgiving and went right to the holiday shopping, which is very interesting. Look, small business is vital to our economy. Small business, at least in the D.C. area, and I think throughout the country, employs over 70% of our workforce comes from small business. Hey, here's what small business does, and I'm sure that Lee's Flower Shop has been doing this for generations. They begin to hire from the community. This is where people are trained about how to comport themselves in the business environment.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've provided scholarships for some of their workers. Mm-hmm. So they do the things that the big boxes are not ordinarily going to do or don't have the being able to be nimble to do. And so that's why it's so vital to support small business, because in your neighborhood, in your community, in your philanthropy, small business always takes the lead in supporting business. And if you want to really then circulate your dollar within the community, it happens with small business, not in going to the big shop malls and what have you, not speaking against those in any way. And not speaking against those who shop online, but really take time to go to that community store.
Mm-hmm. How are small businesses, in your opinion, Christy, for the consumer different from the big box stores? And who are your competitors? I mean, there are other flower shops. Yeah, that's the easy part. But are you forced to really compete with other entities that, as a consumer, we just don't know about?
Well, yeah, we're different from the big box stores because when people come in, we kind of know their names. It's kind of like Cheers now, where we know their names and we see them every week. We develop something called Flower Power Happy Hour, where all the flowers are half price from 3 to 7 on every Friday, and all the plants are 20% off. So we get people that come in every single week, regulars, and we have standing orders where people say, I want to get roses every week, and they come in and they get them every week. We know their name, we know their family, you know, they just become family. And so that's one of the differences, and just that we're more knowledgeable about the flowers and the plants. We can tell you that. Our biggest competitors are grocery stores, mm-hmm. but a lot of people don't want to get their flowers at the grocery store.
Why are they the biggest competitor?
Because they're big box stores, and what we tell people is they can buy a whole farm of flower, you know, and a whole farm and sell the flowers cheaper. And the flowers are not as the same quality mm-hmm. as we have, but sometimes people are just like, it's convenient. They're going grocery shopping and they see flowers and they're like, oh, I want flowers for my table. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of people, like I said, they love to support local. So they'll say, no, I want to go to my local flower shop, because that's, you know, that's kind of like a lost art now. Mm-hmm. You don't find a lot of flower shops anymore. Mm-hmm. And we've found that, too, when we're wiring flowers to different areas when we don't, you know, if it's out of our range. A lot of flower shops are you know, not in existence anymore.
Yeah, they've disappeared.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really appreciate what Christy's saying, because one of the things that we've lost as a society and even a culture is that we used to go to the butcher for our meats. We used to go to the bakery mm-hmm. for our breads. We used to go to the flower shop for our flowers. Mm-hmm. But now we just look for convenience. And that's what really you're competing mm-hmm. against, that, mm-hmm. okay, I can pick up my milk and I can pick up my eggs. And, by the way, I can go to the flower shop and, you know, forgot to pick up my significant other something, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so what Small Business Saturday does, it really brings us back to the time where mm-hmm. we said, oh, let me stop to the flower shop. Let me stop to the bakery. Let me stop here. Mm-hmm. And the second thing I thought that Chrissy said, I don't want to get lost, is that small business, you have to be innovative. you're mm-hmm. always competing,
mm-hmm.
right? The big box doesn't think about competing. They have to get their orders from a corporate entity.
Yeah.
But for somebody like Christy, and if I could put in a shameless plug, my wife owns a bakery, Shortcake Bakery.
Oh, wow. Shortcake. Oh, is it? Okay.
In Hyattsville.
I know where that is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. in Hyattsville. Mm-hmm. So every day, she has to, like you, every day, I got to be innovative. I got to think about way to moving goods. I got to think about, you know,
yeah.
what my inventory is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what small business has to do. And it's really that where business is all about. And mm-hmm. so I didn't want those points to
yes.
get lost, because I thought that Christy made some really good points that really what small business is all about.
Yeah. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about Small Business Saturday starting tomorrow. Are you going to support a small business on Small Business Saturday? What is it that you as a consumer are getting from a small business that you plan on supporting this weekend and throughout the holidays that you normally wouldn't get from a big box store? Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I don't know if I suspect I may know the answer to this, David. I'm going to ask you anyway. Is tomorrow the weekend to start a new business?
I wouldn't start it then. No, I wouldn't start it then, because your customers are going to be demanding, you know, just like what are your products. And so it's not the time to start. It's certainly, if I was going to start a business, I would go to Christie's Flower Shop. I would go to other small businesses and just sort of get a feel for that mm-hmm. energy and what it takes to run
idea.
A small mm-hmm. business. Because many times people go to small business with a sense of passion
mm-hmm.
and a sense of desire, but
yeah.
they don't understand the strategies of business. And that's why a lot of businesses, you know, fall by the wayside, mm-hmm. because there's a business and there's a sense and there's a dedication that you have to have when you're running a small business.
Yeah.
I'm sure for you, this is your life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not...
It's not a game. But and to that point, as a member of a family business,
mm-hmm.
how do you find time to connect with other business people, if at all? Because you're always working.
Oh yeah, that's true. Because I know today was a very busy day because we were preparing, and I wanted to do more like on social media just to kind of connect and talk to a lot of my friends that have businesses, but I didn't have the time
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, trying to collaborate. But what we've decided to do is open up a gift shop within our store that partners with local businesses, creatives, and we allow them to sell their goods in our space.
That's great. So it's like a pop-up.
It's like a pop-up, but the person is not, the creative is not there at all times. So our staff will be trained to sell their products,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll get a portion and we'll get a portion.
Let me go to the phone lines real quick. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about Small Business Saturday. Are you going to support a small business tomorrow and throughout this holiday? Dawn, calling from D.C. Dawn, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Yes. I own a small laboratory in Washington. I own the laboratory 8 going on 9 years now. And I'm finding that marketing and getting other people to, it's a medical laboratory too, so you can come and get your blood drawn. You can come and get DNA and things like that, drug screens.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to connect with other companies, but your guest brought a very, very big point up, and it's just like connecting with others, and I think that she made a very good point with that.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to comment and say that.
Mm-hmm. Dawn, thank you so much. I've got about a minute before the break. Talk to me a little bit about that, because first of all, Small Business Saturday isn't for everyone. She's got a medical lab.
Right.
You're not going to say, hey, look, come and get your DNA
right.
done
right.
this weekend.
Right.
You know, it's hers is hyper-specific. So marketing is an issue.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, the small business side is really about retail, right? Mm-hmm. Much more about retail. I would say to the connection point, and again, this might be another shameless plug as president and CEO of a chamber. You may want to think about joining a chamber, right? Joining a chamber mm-hmm. where you can instantly, and the responsibility of that chamber is to connect you with other businesses. And this is how mm-hmm. you can get, particularly increase your wholesale side of the equation of your mm-hmm. business. But that's a great way to make relationships with mm-hmm. other businesses.
I need to take a break. I want to drill down a little bit more on that marketing piece too. But if you have a question or comment about small business, your small business Saturday, or even patronizing a small business starting tomorrow or even tonight at midnight or whenever you decide to do it, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about Small Business Saturday. It is tomorrow. And my guests are David Harrington, President and CEO of the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce, and Christy Lee, Vice President of Lee's Flowers on U Street in D.C. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Would like to know your thoughts about small businesses, particularly during this holiday season. Are you going to support a small business during Small Business Saturday and beyond? Why or why not? Like to hear from you. Before the break, I was talking about marketing, Dave, and how do you do that when you have, you know, the Christy Lees of the world that are just one business? You have a family behind you, and you will have staff. Yeah. You're a small business. You've been around. You've had some ups and downs. But a lot of these small businesses are one person. Mm-hmm. How do they get the word out about their businesses?
So, I mean, particularly for African Americans, 90% of the businesses for African Americans are single sole practitioners, right? So, what I would say, I mean, there's the usual course of social media and what have you, but I think what works best is word of mouth. There's nothing like word of mouth. When people hear about your product mm-hmm. and they know that it's a quality product and they're going to get high customer service, then that's the best thing that you can do. And so make sure that you're delivering a product yeah. that's quality, making sure that you're serving your customers, mm-hmm. making sure that your customers know about you. And when that word of mouth builds, then that's the best marketing that you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about marketing for Lee's? Because you all have been through huge transitions over the many decades.
Yeah. So social media is definitely a good point, David. And we try to have a lot of word of mouth. It doesn't hurt that we've been in business since 1945. My grandparents started the business, and our grandparents. And it's just like word of mouth. Like you said, that's a great point because people talk. And so you want to make sure that they're talking good about your business.
How about that? Yeah, exactly.
But it's definitely good to have, like, word of mouth. But before that, before social media, that's all it was word of mouth. Mm-hmm. So it's great to have that avenue of social media. We actually have a marketing person because we don't always have time to post. And she'll pick up the slack. She'll post. There's things like Constant Contact that you can gather emails from your customers and then always just kind of email them and keep in touch that way. Mm-hmm. So that's some of the things that we do. But we, you know, sometimes you have to actually pay somebody to do it because you're busy running the business. So mm-hmm. you don't have time to always do these things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Caroline, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Caroline. What's on your mind? Caroline, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am here. I'm just standing outside walking my dog.
You have a dog walking business, I see.
All right.
Okay.
No, no, no. I just closed my business. I have a store called the Catwalk Boutique, and it's on the 8th Street corridor.
Oh, I know that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was listening to, I caught kind of the tail end, but I heard you talking about, like, you have people that come in and they might pop up in your store.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I found that that's the best way to go these days, because I do a lot of pop-ups. You have to collaborate with other business owners just to get other people to come into your establishment.
Yes, yes. And I call it cross-pollination, because it's like, yeah, you're helping someone, you're getting, you know, meeting their customers, and their customers are meeting you.
Right.
In fact, that's what we named our boutique, our gift shop that we're opening. We're calling it cross-pollination.
Yes. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No. Well, I've dealt with marketing people before, and I've had marketing people tell me that I need to change my product and sell what everybody else is selling to get customers in the business and get people inside my boutique. But I say, I didn't open my business to sell what everybody else is selling. You have to find your niche market.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Sell what,
I so, totally agree so, with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've also had marketing people ask me if people like me.
What do you mean by that?
So there are certain folk in the D.C. area that are supposedly the fashion people.
Oh, I see.
So it's like a click thing that goes on.
Mm.
So and I've seen that. So it's interesting, but I'm almost going on 9 years, and I've done it without, you know, falling into that click and staying true to what I did.
Well, let's talk about that, because that goes back to the piece I was talking about, networking and the difficulty it is to network face to face. And certainly, you know, Dave being head of the chamber, we are dealing with people.
Mm-hmm.
And we are dealing with personalities. We are dealing with competition. Mm-hmm. How can you network without network turning into a virtual fist fight? And I do mean virtual.
No, I think there's two things. Number one, I think there's what I would say is differentiation, right? And good marketers will help you create the differentiation that sets you apart from other so-called competitors, right? So what to me what sets Lee's Flower Shop apart is that I know if I want to have special service, a boutique service, that I'm not going to go to a big box. I'm going to go to Lee's to get that consultation of doing something that's grand, right?
Right.
So to me, that's what sets Lee's apart, and they've done that very well. And so I would guard against everybody trying to do the same thing. I really would. The other thing is that people do business. Don't look at yourself as being competitive or trying to. Think about building relationships, because people do business with people they have relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go in and say, hey, I do such and such, and I think I can help your company. Go in and say, well, tell me about your company. Tell me about who you are. Oh, well, this is what I do. Perhaps we can have a meeting and talk about, you know, mutual interest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then and once you build that relationship, then people then tend to want to, well, okay, let me, you know, it might cost me a little bit more, or I might, but you know what? This person has a relationship. I know they're going to deliver a strong product. So I'm going to do business with that person. So don't think of yourself as a crab in a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how you're differentiating. Target the relationships that you want to do, and then build those relationships in a way where people want to do business.
Well, Caroline, thank you so much, and keep walking that dog. Police your dog, as we always say. Thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. To that point, competition is competition, Christy, but is there room for everybody?
I think there is room for everybody. One thing I wanted to piggyback on that Dave said is that, you know, you have to foster your good relationships with people, and, you know, your clients and with your competitors. You can create relationships with them. We have a flower shop nearby, And sometimes they need to borrow things, and, you know, like if they run out of something, or they, you know, we should have a good relationship with, you know, because competition is healthy, you mm-hmm. know, it should be competition. And so that's what we try to do. One challenge that we run into on social media is trying to stay humble, not trying to do a lot of bragging, you know. And so it's a fine line because, you know, we do a lot of business, and we want to share that. But then sometimes you're like, I don't know if I should overshare, or you know, some people feel like, oh my goodness, they don't need our business, they have enough business. So we're trying to find that balance instead, you know. And that's hard because you want to share, but you have haters, just like Caroline was saying.
And that is such an important point, even for newer businesses or very very new businesses. You know, how do you find that, you know, that balance when you are in a crowded field and it's almost, and you feel like you are running a race, a marathon against other small businesses that do similar things? Mm-hmm. Where do you find that balance, Dave?
Well, I think you got to be careful making sure that you're locating your niche, right? Locating what you do and what you do best. What I see, a mistake that a lot of small businesses make, and I'll use an example again with the flower shop. It would be like that somehow you get some data that people like hot dogs, and so Lee's Flower Shop starts selling hot dogs,
mm-hmm.
right? And so but selling the hot dogs may ruin the aroma that Lee's once have in walking into the flower shop, right? Mm-hmm. I can remember when my wife started her bakery, and somebody came in and said, you know, you would make a lot of money if you start smoking ribs.
What?
And
bakery and ribs,
wow. Right?
Or maybe selling cell phones.
Oh, so cell phones, right? And so you see these businesses, like, you know, again, my wife was Shortcake Bakery. Can you imagine then selling ribs? But then you lose the aroma of the breads, right, and what have you, mm-hmm. that bring people there in the first place. So the first thing I would say is be careful about trying to fulfill what you might think is an immediate need to stay afloat.
Yeah.
Stay who you are. Mm-hmm. Be innovative, and sooner or later, your customers will come.
What do you think is the biggest mistake, Christy, whether it's you specifically or that Lee's made that you had to recover from, that you had to have a sit down meeting with the family and say, this is what happened. We need to make sure that either this doesn't happen again, or this idea we tried and it flopped. What was that?
The first thing that comes to mind is when we maybe hired someone that was a toxic person, and they were already like a trained, you know, designer or what have you. And then, in turn, I think they were there as a spy a little bit. And that's hard because you want someone that may be experienced, but then when they turn around and maybe steal clients from you or take your clients that you had a relationship with, that's a challenge, and that's the biggest thing that comes to my mind, or the biggest mistakes that we may have made.
I mean, short of firing them, did it take time to figure out what was happening?
It happened after they left.
Oh, it was hard.
But I think it was it was kind of mutual, because it was like, I think we're ready for this person to go, and before we could even tell them, they made the decision themselves. Mm-hmm. So I think it was like the time had come, and then afterwards, that's when we realized that things had changed. So
best thing that you've done that happened, and then you had the meeting and said, well, that was a really good idea. I wish it was my idea, but that was a really good
idea. I would say it's the happy hour that we had, because that's really taken off. We've been doing that for about 6 years, I think, now, at least. And people are just like, that's really been a good thing. A lot of people been coming in, like I said, every week. We've met a lot of nice people that come, and they're just like, I'm coming for my flowers, my happy, you know, happy hour flowers. They're looking for drinks sometimes too.
I'm sure.
But the happy hour, and then we also have, in the summer, we invite local artists to sing or play guitar, you know, artists that can entertain. Mm-hmm. And we'll pay them a minimal fee just to, you know, get them out on the map and
give them some exposure.
Them some exposure. Yeah. And so that was a good idea as well. That was my sister's idea. So that was a good idea.
So there you go. You gave her some skin in the game, uh-huh, too. There you go.
I need
to take a break. When we come back, more suggestions for small businesses as we move towards Small Business Saturday. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about Small Business Saturday, which is tomorrow. So during the break, we were just kind of talking about some of the ups and downs and advice for small businesses. What do you suggest for people who have unexpected success, Christy, when you're just that one person and then all of a sudden your business, for lack of a better term, explodes and you need help?
Well, that's a tough one because we've experienced very much difficulty finding good help, good mm-hmm. workers, good work ethics, and we even had trouble finding people that will come to the interview. They'll, you know, we'll list jobs. And we have a human resources person, which is, we hired our niece to do that for us. And she'll set up interviews, and then the people won't even show up for the interview. So that's a challenge. So, I mean, you know, we have a good team right now, but... Mm-hmm.
Does your name have to be Lee in order to get it right?
No. We have a team that is not just the Lees, but we've had people that have been with us for like 30 plus years.
Mm.
So they might as well be a Lee now. We call them our honorary family, you know. And but it's just hard to find. We want to add to our team because we don't want to overwork our workers. They're good workers, and our accountant a lot of times can't believe that just our small team does all of the volume that we do. So I don't really have a lot of advice, but I just say, you know, good luck to finding help, you know, good help.
How do you find good help, and how do you prepare, Dave, for unexpected success? Because we've heard so many stories these days of a small business all of a sudden, you know, turning around, it gets on the Today Show, or Oprah mentions it, or Ellen DeGeneres, or there's a cookie that makes your hair grow, or whatever, and everybody wants it. So, what do you do about unexpected success?
So, I think you have to be able to define success, and so success is longevity, not instantaneous. And so, you may have accelerated success, but it doesn't mean that you're successful.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so you have to be guarded with that what is the reason why you're so hot at that time, and how do you begin to analyze that time in a way that you become sustainable?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And so that I think the first thing, like, don't be so enamored with what I would call acceleration mm-hmm. that you just get caught off guard when that acceleration goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
yeah.
You have to think about longevity. You have to think about then how do you sort of begin to capture this marketplace in the space and time, but use that analysis to become sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first. The second thing I would say about hiring is that you're always hiring.
Mm-hmm.
You never stop hiring, because I share again what Christy was saying. You have people who just you can have two or three interviews in a day and none of them show up.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So you are constantly, constantly, constantly hiring, and you hope that you find the right person. But I would say that, you know, in terms of hiring, With many small businesses, the mistakes that they make is that when you see signs of discontent, mm-hmm. you got to deal with that immediately.
What do you mean by that?
So what I mean is that, people call in and they're not coming in, mm-hmm. and you see that frequently, or they're not really engaging with the customers. You have to really begin to pull them aside and speak to them around the culture of the organization. Mm-hmm. And in that case, make sure that, you set a period of time where you may have to let them go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean by constantly hiring, because it's about, particularly for small business, it's about not just having a body, but mm-hmm. finding the right fit who fits your organizational culture. Mm-hmm. And that can be challenging.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about customer service. One of the things we've heard a whole lot about lately is Chick-fil-A. And their customer service and their training. What are the Chick-fil-A's of the world doing that other companies that aren't doing when it comes to hiring? Is it the training or is it the screening of the people before they're trained?
I think it's both. But they screen them before they come in. And then they train them. So I think that they're probably doing both. And that's definitely important. So I would say that would be good for any business to get good employees is to screen them first. We had an employee the other day. We hired him to do flower processing. And the first day on the job, or may have been the second day, I'm not sure, but he said, I detest manual labor. And we were like,
what was he expecting to do?
I don't know.
But I tell you,
that's hilarious.
No, I mean, we had somebody, again, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Kristen.
No, that's fine.
But that really caught me, mm-hmm. because we had somebody come in to the bakery, and my wife said, "Well, can you clean up the counter, rather? Excuse me." And next day, we get a call from that person's parent to say, "My son does not do manual labor."
Wow.
So, well, then now, and I, it was a tongue in cheek question, but now
no,
that I've
no,
heard,
no,
but now
serious.
I've heard it
yeah.
twice.
Serious. Wow.
Let's start with the bakery. So what did he expect to do? What was his job? Because
and this was after one day, by the way. This wasn't
right.
This wasn't like, you work for a month and I'm just sweeping floors and mopping all the time.
Was he expecting to be the cake tester?
but that's what I was going to join to a point that, the third point I would make to join with Christy is that, particularly for Lee's Flower Shop, I think that there's a culture there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this
mm-hmm.
is a black business that probably has lasted longer than, I would say, 95% of black businesses in the country.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about 1945,
yeah.
you said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1945. How many small black businesses can date back to 1945? There's not a mortuary or not a...
Right. now that you put it that way.
Yeah,
that's
no.
True.
So mm-hmm. there's a culture there that... And so it's the acculturation that has to go beyond the training and beyond the expectation that mm-hmm. you are part of something that's part of history,
mm-hmm.
right? Or even mm-hmm. just owning a black business, being in a black business... There's an expectation that you're going to do things that may be outside of the job description, but you're at a place that very few African Americans own their own business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so there's that understanding that culture and place and time that you're in is vitally important, just as important as the training and just as important as the expectation,
yeah.
is the acculturation of what you're in. Mm-hmm.
What does a flower processor do?
They cut flowers, which means you dethorn the roses, you cut the, give them a fresh cut, you put them in water, so you have to get the buckets prepared and put the flower preservative in the buckets. You sweep the floor, you empty buckets, You clean if we need to. I mean, it's and that's all on the job description.
Mm-hmm. Forgive me, but that just doesn't sound. I can understand that doing that all day. Yes, at the end of the day, you're tired, but in and of itself, is it that hard?
No, and when I went further into that conversation with the young man, and that may be it, he's a younger person, but he said, well, I don't. I want to sit behind a desk, and that's all I want to do. I don't want to do manual labor. He said, I'm just keeping it real. And I'm like, okay, but.
And you said, let them keep it real with you.
I was just like, okay, thanks for keeping it real, but you don't. I don't think you should do that to your tell your boss that when right. this
Absolutely
is your job.
Not.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Did you give him some flowers when you got rid
no.
of him?
No.
I was just wondering.
I'm so delighted I'm hearing these stories.
Yeah.
It makes you feel better.
Oh, it does yeah. a lot better.
Yeah. It's, oh, my
God. Thank you, Harold. Thank you, Christy.
Yes,
you.
Indeed. David Harrington, Christy Lee, thank you both for coming in and
thank
talking
you.
To us. Happy
thank
Small
you.
Business Saturday
yeah.
and beyond. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, November 23rd. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection. Good night and have a wonderful and safe weekend, everyone.